from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DK Pittsburgh Sports. They wrote this today.
Did DK write it specifically?
No, one of his Steelers insiders did, but I don't recall or
Chris
remember.
Chris Halicki, maybe?
Okay, Chris Halicki.
That's the only guy I know who's like his Steelers guy.
Chris Halicki. Chris, I'm sorry for saying your name wrong. If I am saying it wrong, if I'm saying it right, then congratulations on all my success. Sooner or later, this may all work out in Pittsburgh's favor, talking about wide receivers. Omar Khan has long been in discussions with other teams about receivers that could be traded. And according to a team source, the Steelers are, quote, convinced they are going to land Ayuk, DK Metcalf, or Tyreek Hill in a trade at some point. Some point, likely doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence, because some point can be
tomorrow,
3 years from now.
Could be they trade for the right. Tyreek Hill joins the team as a wide receivers coach. DK Metcalf.
Tyreek Hill.
At 40.
There's someone in the Steelers organization who thinks that they can pry Tyreek Hill away from the Miami Dolphins, where if not for missing one game last year, he would have had 2,000 yards, and they seem like they are much happier and feel much better off having paid Tyreek Hill than their starting quarterback right now, who is twisting in the wind without a new deal.
Yeah, I don't get that one. That one made very little
sense. Tyreek Hill. Who is the Steelers? The Steelers team source should be fired. If he honestly is that dense, where they just say to Chris Halicki, I'm going to drop this out there and
see if you run with it. Like one of those test balloons. The inclusion of Tyreek Hill, if it were just Ayuk and Metcalf, I'd say I
got to say, no disrespect to the reporter. I never met the guy. I think DK's website, which has been around for 10 years, they do a good job. But if you're a reporter and a guy that works for the Steelers says to you, Tyreek Hill could be traded here,
I'd want
you
a
have to
source.
Not only that, you have to ask, like, wait a minute, Tyreek Hill is out there? They can actually get Tyreek Hill. Please tell me about Tyreek Hill's availability and what you're hearing on that, because literally no other person in the industry is under the impression that Tyreek Hill is available right now. Not Adam Schefter, not Ian Rappaport, not
yeah, I would just
Dan
need,
Graziano, not need Jeremy Fowler, not Diana Russini.
I need to do a lot more digging on the Hill part of it. I mean, Ayuk is, everybody knows they've been talking about
Ayuk. And Metcalf just feels like a thing that Steelers fans want.
Or they're making the connection because he and Russell Wilson work out together, and they apparently liked playing together. But the Tyreek Hill thing is the one that sent my head spinning sideways. It really is. That makes He seems like he would be one of the most untradeable players in the league.
He
there
seems
no
to be one
be
of the few
him.
Players in the NFL where the team that has him believes that the wide receiver is more valuable than the
Correct.
Quarterback. This whole discussion of does the quarterback make the wide receiver or the other way around, he is the one guy that people are fairly convinced in that relationship with Tua is the much more important player.
Jefferson was that way probably with Cousins. There's very few examples of it, though. It almost always exists the other way around.
Is there a personal thing there that we don't know about? We had a guy call in and say he just had another kid from another woman, which is true. Is that why they're trying to get him out of Miami?
I don't even know if they are trying to get him out of Miami.
Well,
that's the
yes,
point.
That is the point, because literally no one else in the football world where we have the Dove Kleimans and Ari Myrofs and ML Football and all of
Blocked
these sites are constantly looking for football content.
PFT, Florio.
You would think something like this, if true, that Tyreek Hill is on borrowed time in Miami, would make worldwide football news. And here is someone from DK's website who gets from a Steelers source that the Steelers might actually be able to trade for Tyreek Hill. What did Kansas City give up for Hill? Wasn't it multiple first-round picks?
Miami gave it up.
What Miami gave Kansas City for him.
I believe it was a pair of firsts.
So someone from the Steelers thinks that this organization is willing to give up multiple first-round picks for Tyreek Hill?
He's not even young. But I know he's not shown any sign whatsoever of slowing down, but it's very hard for me to fathom. I don't want to be offensive about it. Just I think that's almost...
If you stop the report at Ayuk and DK Metcalf,
I think
people
it's like Ayuk is dog
do believe
bites,
it and want to believe it. The
Hill thing is just out of left field.
They think it's true and they hope it's true.
The Hill thing's out of left field. I just have an impossible time believing that. He cost the Dolphins their 2022 first, 2022 second, 2022 fourth, 2023 fourth, and 2023 sixth round pick.
And they're gonna turn around and trade him to the Steelers.
For what?
For at a loss and not get that much back in a trade. When they've made the playoffs the last couple of years and haven't won a playoff game, and they're trying to figure out if their quarterback is the real deal or not with an offensive coach, I'm nonplussed by this. We should ask this Chris. I don't think we're allowed to have DK people on, but I would be very interested in following up with this person and saying, right now, no offense, dude, I think you're on drugs for reporting this. Can you please tell me that I'm wrong?
How many people are you hearing this from in the organization?
Well, he didn't say plural, so I'm guessing just one person told him this.
I wouldn't go with it if it was one person. Would you? Even if you thought it was a very good source.
It depends how I phrased it. I think you can phrase it in a way where with one person you can report it. But I don't know if I would say put it as firmly as the Steelers are convinced they can get Tyreek Hill in a trade at
some
point.
Was it convinced they can or convinced that they will? I think it was convinced that they will land.
The Steelers are convinced they are going to land.
That's right.
Ayuk,
okay.
Metcalf, or Tyreek Hill in a
trade.
They
will. So you read that story, and you come away thinking the Steelers are convinced that one of those three players will be wearing black and gold.
I honestly think that the list that Alan Saunders put out from Steelers Now is a much more realistic list today. I don't know if you saw it.
No, but I saw Neil Coulong echoing my McLaurin idea. Trade for him.
Did he put Highsmith in there and just completely steal it from you?
No, but I guess he claimed he had been saying it for a while, and Neil's pretty good at his job, so he might.
I know him.
Neil Coulong?
Yeah.
He's been covering them for a very, very long time.
Okay.
But he could easily have had that because he's a smart guy. And yes, I'm putting my opinion over there as a very smart one. I didn't see Allen's list, but give it to me.
Saunders wrote an article that said wide receiver market is quiet. But what players could Steelers land late in camp? Meaning guys, because Cortland Sutton got locked up by the Broncos, so he's out of the mix now, too.
Yep.
These are the names he rattled off. Juju.
No thanks.
John Michie, Noah Brown, or Robert Woods in Houston. One of those guys getting cut, being the odd man out.
Michie has what, decent pedigree. Obviously beat cancer, so he's an inspirational story. But he's with Tank Dell and with
Diggs and Collins.
And Diggs and Nico Collins might be the best of those three.
Yeah. But he's saying they're probably a numbers game in Houston.
No, I know.
Robert Woods is old as balls.
Mechie's the one that would interest me of those guys.
I agree with what Saunders wrote about Woods, too. He said it would feel like acquiring Allen Robinson all over again.
Correct.
Treylon Burks in Tennessee.
He's a physical specimen who's supposed to be just a bull. Like,
well, yeah, they thought he was going to replace A.J. Brown.
They also thought he was going to be like a combo of A.J. Not he wasn't going to take handoffs, but like Deebo Samuel physically, Brown physically, and he's never taken off. You could always wonder about quarterback situation there, but it's not like the Steelers have a very settled one.
And then Sky Moore or Justin Ross. I would say more about that, but Pat Benatar's warming
up.
Well,
hold on.
I don't know if people can hear.
I will say this.
Us.
If fantasy football dynasty leagues were any indication, I would be the one saying you should give up something to get Justin Ross. That's a guy with major injury red flags, but the talent was never, never, never questioned.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.